Let's look at the advisory bodies to the convention. In the actual convention text, either IUCN, ICOMOS, and ICROM are the three advisory bodies that are literally identified. The question is, you weren't around when the convention was being written, so the first part of our question is generally, why were those three chosen? And there were many others out there that were not chosen. But the other question is, how would you assess the performance of each one related to giving advice to the committee?
I can only comment on the people who did those presentations during their period I was there. And on the cultural side, Professor Pressweer was extremely competent and very even-handed, in my view, in the way he made his presentations, very thorough. And he would entertain questions and questions that would probe into the scope and content of what he presented, and did it in a very professional manner. Jim Thorsell was from the IUCN, and I think the same could be said of Jim. The natural criteria have always been interpreted in a fairly purist kind of way. I'm not sure that it's essential that it be done quite that way, but if you start backing off, then I'm not sure where you draw the line. I think, though, that the committee needs to be aware of how those organizations are performing from year to year, because individuals change, or the individuals who are involved change, and the predecessors don't necessarily have the same objectivity. They may have, but they won't necessarily have the same objectivity as the ones that I'm familiar with.
You didn't comment on ICROM. Was ICROM not present at that point?
No, ICROM was there. They tended to spend more time on restoration and repair of resources that were crumbling, if you like. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I didn't observe that they had a lot of input. They may have had more later on, but my observation was they didn't have a lot of input at the time. Mm-hmm. They would have some in the preparation of the assessments, but it didn't come out at the committee as an ICOM component.